boy, here we go. Engage as the fucking siren's going off right at noon. Timed it perfectly. Welcome to the What the Hell Everything podcast. My name is Smitty. Hopefully you have a good time on this show. Recording date and time, Wednesday, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. And I think a pretty good fucking show lined up for today. If you're on the live stream, bless your heart. Here's how it goes. If you're not on the live stream and you're checking out the podcast via audio, Spotify, YouTube, whatever, maybe consider coming over to Patreon. You know, you can throw some requests in if you're into reactions and that sort of thing, or you can just chime in. Noon Eastern, Wednesdays and Fridays, recording the What the Hell Everything podcast. Then they get posted subsequently whenever I can get them out on Monday, Wednesdays, and or Fridays at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Okay, I got to stress that. But yeah, I think a pretty good fucking show, man. So let's get this doggone thing kicked off. Got to switch the input over so we can hear things when we see things. And all that. Ooh, the Butthole Surfer is going on in the background. Now not in the background. It's the kind of day it is today. It's a Butthole Surfer's kind of day. you know what's fucking hilarious? I swear a lot, obviously. But to me, I would actually say on the air when I was on the radio, I would call them the B-hole surfers because for some reason to me, the word butthole, this is a great example of just like what we choose is bad. What we choose is like a bad word. The word butthole is way worse than asshole. Pretty sure. It just sounds grosser. Asshole is a person, right? If you were to say your asshole, referring to the actual anus, then that would probably be a way better description than butthole. Butthole just sounds way better. It sounds dirtier, is what it is. But that's just me, you know. I say all kinds of wrong things all the time. Hey, it's time to check out the word of the day provided by dictionary.com. They are not a sponsor, but that's where I go to find the word of the day. And what is? Whoa. The word of the day. I'm not going to try to look at the pronunciation here. This is a tough one. A-X-O-L-O-T-L. Is that like an abbreviation? A newfangled fucking L-O-L? L-O-T-L. A-X-L-O-T-L. Axolotl? Axolotl? Axolotl. That's the one I'm going with.
Axolotl.
Kind of. I think I had the first go around. I think I said that first. Axolotl.
Axolotl.
The fuck does this word mean? It's a noun. Any of several salamanders that inhabit lakes and ponds of Mexico and remain in the larval stage as sexually mature adults. All right. I don't know if I'll use that in any way, shape, or form by the end of the podcast, but to be honest, I never do. Where did this word come from? First recorded in English around 1780 to 90, comes from the Nahuatl word, exotl. The word exotl combines ATL, meaning water, and exotl, which means page or attendant. Okay. Mexican lakes and ponds provide the perfect habitat for the axolotl, to thrive in its unique larval form. You know, it actually helps me with this word of the day more than actually fucking learning the word. That's the thing, right? I'll catch all kinds of words and then not remember them ever again. But like doing the word of the day, not only do I do it here live, but then on like post-production when I go to type it, which is the word of the day is the podcast title, hopefully. Somebody clicks on this fucking thing with the title axolotl, but actually typing that word and remembering how it sounds, you remember what it fucking means in my head, you and me, and then I remember the word, so it's fucking helping. The word of the day.
Axolotl.
Fuck yes. man, yesterday, I was feeling really productive, and I was being really productive. I got a lot of like editing done, and put a bunch of several YouTube reactions that were recorded previously up. Trying to make more of a daily commitment to doing that, just a little bit at a time rather than a lot. I usually try to tackle a lot at a time, and it doesn't work. So a little bit every day, It was kind of my fucking goal to get those out. Anyway, I went to go get those up, and I think it was like 6 to 7 videos that I released yesterday. But then I was like, you know what I want to do? I release old Patreon reactions, album reactions, live set reactions, single song reactions, things like that, publicly to YouTube after a year on Patreon. Kind of an early access, but it's here for a year, you know? So I was like, oh, I'm going to go do that today too. I had time, and I was, you got to sift through and like really change the description on the videos and like settings and things. And like in this particular case, and if you check out the album reactions at all that I do, you know, you do the full album, you upload it, it'll get, occasionally will get blocked. So I bust it up track by track and then release it separately and then connect each fucking video to the next one via the end link, you know, click here for song 2 or song 3 or whatever the fuck it is. So when you do that to YouTube, I'm creating YouTube playlists. I'm really trying to condense everything on the YouTube channel to reflect everything I fucking do. So I'm creating playlists for like Biffy album reactions and other band reactions and things like that. But you got to put those in playlists. The point of the fucking story is that I got a lot of work to do in order to make those videos public. So I just sat down for probably 3 hours yesterday, just changing settings and posting two to three Biffy album reactions that I had not posted yet. A Ween album reaction, a live set reaction from Black Midi, a bunch of fucking shit, man. I bet you it was like 40 videos, maybe 30. That could be a better description. And I posted them and I felt good about myself. And then I saw, like, I don't know, probably 10 to 15 minutes after I posted those, I just took a look at the numbers to see if any of them were doing anything. And I'd lost like fucking 4 subscribers. Which will happen occasionally, you know, when you post, you know, usually it's a video that some people would find like off-color language or off-color topics when I talk about weed or something like that. If I post a video like that, sometimes people will fucking unsubscribe there, which fine, whatever. This particular case, I'm positive that it was people that subscribed and clicked the notification bell, which you should totally do, by the way, click the notification bell. Those people probably were getting fucking notification after notification after notification after fucking notification that I posted videos and I really didn't even consider that to be a thing. I was fucking laughing my ass off. I'm like, you fucker. You were just like, oh man, I'm going to dump a bunch of fucking content, not even realize that you were spamming the fuck out of people. Hopefully they come back. But if not, it was nice to have you while it lasted. I gained a couple more since then, but it was funny, you know, and even if you didn't have like the notification bell on, if you're on there and all of a sudden you see fucking 16 million different Biffy tracks or something like that, and you're like, ah, get the fuck out of here. Oh, yeah. It fucking really made me laugh. But anyway, got a bunch of content out. All right, let's talk. This is a great example of talking about your own shitty brain and your own shitty prejudices, because I'm pretty fucking sure we all got them. You know, getting better is not something that just happens all the time. You have to get rid of ideas that have been in your head for your whole fucking life. And I'm talking specifically about like women in sports in this case, you know? Where for the longest time, like, I loved what happened with the WNBA, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all that. And I said a couple podcasts ago, you know, that was really my first time checking out women's college basketball because it just created a fucking vibe and an excitement. And you wanted to check it out, you know. And I said, I don't know if I'll, like, make an effort to watch women's, like, NBA now. But I think I'm apt to see what happens, maybe to check it out. I'm going to go out of my way to watch really any sports except the Lions and maybe the Tigers if they're on. But realizing that the idea, it's not like ideas, the idea that women can't do certain things, right? Play sports, play men's sports, probably, you know. I don't know. There is probably truth to the fact that men are bigger and fucking stronger and faster by and large. Sports like football. You know, there's not a lot of women that play football. I don't know how many women could play men's football. I don't know how many women could play men's basketball if like Caitlin Clark or somebody else like that were to go to the NBA. I don't know how well they do, you know. But I don't know. I don't think that I never watched the WNBA because I didn't give a fuck about women's sports. Like, it was something that finally got me into women's sports to kind of go, what if they did want to play in the NBA? You know? I'm a firm fucking believer that everybody should be able to do whatever they want to do. Like, if some girl said, when she was a kid, said, I want to play in the NBA, you know? And people tell her, nope, can't do that. Can't do that. You can't play with the men. But especially now, in this day and age, where women's sports are way more women athletes than I ever remember when I was a kid. Growing up in the 70s and fucking 80s, there were women's sports. But they're not as, I don't even think that there were nearly this amount of like women's athletes. Just the idea that there's so many more women playing sports and many more women having their daughters play sports, and it creates a generational thing, and it creates more athletic women, and it creates more stronger women and things like that. So they're, you know, it's like one of those things where there could be a fucking day, man, where some women want to bust that fucking door down and play, you know. I think that's fucking awesome. I think it's really cool. And I was thinking about, again, this thing you have in your brain where it's the knee-jerk reaction when you hear things or see things. And I was watching the Tigers game, and they were playing Oakland, I want to say, and the TV broadcast had, oh, wait, no, first what it was is I was watching clips of the Tigers game online, and the Tigers recaps feature all of the announcers from the other teams rather than that team's announcers. The MLB does it differently from other sports. So from on one play, it'll have the fucking Tigers radio announcer. Then the next play, next highlight, it'll be the Tigers TV announcer. Then the Oakland radio announcer. Then the Oakland TV announcer. And it'll rotate like that. And they had a woman fucking announcer. And my initial fucking reaction was, ugh. Then it's just like, when you allow yourself to sit with those fucking shitty thoughts, those are the shitty thoughts that we have all the time. For me, my fucking brain, no joke, goes to the worst possible fucking thing. The initial fucking thing about any topic, you could probably fucking call any topic. My brain goes to the worst fucking idea. And then it's literally like the fucking conscience, devil and the angel on the shoulder, battling it out. That's fucking stupid. Why would you even fucking say that? Why would that even creep into your fucking head? Like, if some young girl says, you know what? I want to be a fucking baseball announcer for the MLB. And it's like, there's all sorts of men that didn't play fucking sports that are announcers. And all sorts of men that are announcers in fucking major leagues and all that stuff. There's some fucking thing in some dickheads' heads that think because they never played baseball, maybe, with the men or something like that, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. It's so fucking shitty. And it's in all of us. And it's nice to have those fucking moments where you talk yourself out of those shitty fucking ideas and you kind of finally go, okay. Not finally, these are things you know you've known your whole fucking life, but you because I was raised right, I have a very strong fucking empowered mother, you know, and she taught me all sorts of things about the way to treat women and all that sort of thing, and it was awesome to have that. But you still fucking grow up with all sorts of shit being planted into your fucking head. You know, it takes a lot sometimes to get rid of those things, to have little breakthroughs. It was pretty fucking rad. I had a breakthrough, guys, I feel like. Anyway, yeah, you got to talk yourself out of those shitty fucking ideas and stop it. Stop being an asshole, all right? Stop being an asshole. Let's see, what's next on this What the Hell Everything podcast? I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. It's time to be embarrassed and to revisit something from how many fucking years ago? 14 years ago? Where I jumped in Polar Plunge in a fucking blue bikini. I was scrolling my subscriptions and came across the old fucking radio station YouTube that is not, it's not around anymore. Nobody controls it. It's got videos from 14 years ago that I think they have a brand new page. It's just me fist pumping at a fucking holiday party. I don't know why that's on there. But then there's all sorts of other stuff. Maybe I'll link that in there. But we're going to watch when I polar plunged with a fucking blue bikini. Preface, I had a co-host, Ryan, who may be on the live stream, maybe not. there was a polar plunge for Special Olympics, and we set it up where listeners would vote for whoever would raise the most money. The loser would have to do the polar plunge, jump in freezing fucking cold water. And everybody just wanted to see it, me do it, because they knew I fucking hated it. And I would hate it. And I did hate it. So let's bring up the intro for this real quick. And I said I would do it in a fucking, I don't know why I said I would do it in a blue bikini, but it ended up, I was in a bikini. Oh my God. Give me one moment. Let's get this formatted. We are going to watch this on the live stream. I just got to get it past this ad. I don't know why there's an ad to fucking see me talk about jumping on in a fucking frozen ass fucking lake. All right. Here we go. Number one.
Here we go, Smitty. Minutes away from taking the polar plunge, jumping into freezing cold water at the Grand Traverse Resort to benefit the Special Olympics in Michigan. Very noble cause, sir. You lost your bet with this guy over here.
That's right.
How much did you raise?
$450.
Much better than your
nobody.
Zero.
Not one motherfucker. Not one motherfucker gave me money. Everybody wanted to see me jump in the water.
Are you feeling it now? Are you getting nervous or what? How you feeling, man?
I'm just definitely terrified. They say I got a haircut today, so I look good for when I die. I know it's winter and all, but it's one of those cold winter days.
If you can see these guys right here in front of my finger, that's a scuba diver that's going to have to pull Smitty out of the water.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck off, man.
It's happening right here at the Polar Plunge Grand Traverse Resort. The next video, Smitty getting wet. And here we go, right. Smitty.
Now, bring it back. I had to go change and get ready. Then you line up, and I was just sitting there. I think I had things covering me, and then I just took it off, and I had the bikini underneath. And this is, you want to talk about the waiting game for this thing, by the way. It's so fucking stupid cold. Oh, my God. I did have shorts on.
All right, here we go. Real Rock 105 and 95.5. That is Smitty in his bikini getting ready to jump in. He lost the bet with Ryan. It is finally here, the polar plunge, and it is going to be beautiful in every aspect. Here's where he's jumping into. We're in the splash zone now, folks. We are in the splash zone. Hello, officer. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am.
Good. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, my God.
I seriously, before I jump in, I was like, dude, you got to get people to like cheer for me or something, because I am so scared of drowning, and it's the worst fucking nightmare, is just drowning in the underneath the ice in freezing cold water. I hate being fucking cold. I hate it all. But I had to get people fucking amped up, you know? Get me ready to go.
Ryan, it is finally here, the polar plunge, and it is going to be beautiful in every aspect. Here's where he's jumping into. We're in the splash zone now, folks. We are in the splash zone. Hello, officer. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am.
Good. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, my God.
She was on the news too. Oh my God, you fucking
there
fat fuck.
It's Smitty, just... give us a rock so we know you're okay. Look at him, he's a trooper. Let's get over to
do
him.
Do we
for
want
the
to follow this
game.
Up? Yeah, might as well. Might as well stay with it.
Smitty, come to the camera for the post game interview.
I was thinking about, I was dating some chick at the time, and I was like, and I hated her. I hate her now. But then she's like, I just saw you on the fucking news. And then all my friends were like, yeah, I saw you on the fucking news, polar plunging in a goddamn blue bikini.
It's just like after the Super Bowl. I know you're cold. I know you've been doing, you're feeling the effects of the game, but how can we get a word with you? Hey. Just one word, sir.
Hey, I got two words for you.
Oh, for the now.
Yes, it was as bad as I thought.
Here, turn around. Let me get your little. There it is. Oh,
it fell off.
Not man, bro.
Hey, did the other people?
I'm so glad this was not in high def. You know, like my shitty fucking moles and everything. I'm so glad it looks fucking horrible.
Warm the water up fast right now.
Did the other people's body heat warm you up? Because you weren't laughing.
No, that didn't.
Remember, I told you I probably would.
Yeah, sign us off, Ryan.
That was incredible. Smitty came through like a trooper.
Money raised for Special Olympics of Michigan.
Yep. And a ton of people out here. It was an awesome time, actually. Maybe not so much for Smitty. It was fun for me, though.
Smitty, by the way, dude, you need bikini wax, bro.
There you go.
Pay attention,
I just did that so I could have these videos saved, and now I can unsubscribe from that channel that doesn't have anything. I was cleaning up my I was cleaning up my YouTube page, or my YouTube subscriptions, of things that aren't active anymore, or things I don't watch anymore, or anything like that. there you go. Hey, it's okay. Getting through the body shame issues, you know, on camera while you're looking at yourself. It's I'm not as fat. I don't think I'm as fat now. I don't think I'm as fat now. I think I'm actually less than I was then. Anyway, that happened. Now I can unsubscribe from that, and those videos will be forever here on this wonderful podcast channel. And that actually does it for me. I'm not going to be able to get to all the other things I wanted to get to today because my time is waning. I want to thank you so much. And Friday noon, that is the next live stream. And then, of course, the new Sunday night wind downs, where it's going to wind down the week with an album reaction. A full album reaction. I'm going to live stream the album reaction. Sometimes the albums will get blocked after the fact. I really got to monitor during the reaction to make sure it's not going to get fucked with. But that's going to happen every Sunday. And, watch for all these reactions that I do to get posted on YouTube, and then watch for the podcast to hit Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're not going to get a podcast every day, but those are the days and times that new podcasts will be released. So that and, I'm not going to say what it is yet, but I'm going to tell you a new project on the way that I am super fucking excited about. I can't wait. It is going to be fun and funny. And just fan-fucking-tastic. I really, really am stoked for it. So it's in the works, and you will see it soon, hopefully. I'm saying yes. You're going to see at least some of it soon. I guarantee that. But that does do it for me. I'm out of here. Have a great rest of your day, and until next time.
So long, sucker.
Good night, everybody.
I am so...
so sorry for everything that has happened.
Neat,
bye-bye. Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
By the bar, get your face, don't you? Get me paid, bitch!
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I love y'all very much. Peace out!
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
What the hell? Everything!